Nathan Albers, farmer in Cooper County.
So, Nathan, today we're talking about, you know, it seems to be the never-ending, you know, legal action around CAFOs and kind of the battle against localized health ordinances, trying to create regulations more stringent than state regulation. But I guess yesterday now we had a pretty big update to that. Can you give me an overview of what the most recent news is?
Yes, it was a great day for Cooper County agriculture and the county for farmers. Friday, we started with our jury trial against it's not just me. There's 102 farmers that put their name on the line and became plaintiffs against the Cooper County Public Health Center. And so Friday started our jury trial with the sunshine violations that we had, that we thought they did wrong. And so it ended last night about 10:15. Finally, it was a long jury. In fact, the judge said it was his longest jury trial that he's ever had. But it ended in our favor. The jury trial went with the farmers on all accounts, and also said that the health department did it knowingly and purposely.
Looking at really what this decision means for you know, farmers throughout the county and I guess across the state, you know, more broadly, I guess what changes does this make to your operations or at least your state of mind?
Yeah, it just gives us a lot of peace that we can continue farming and feeding the world. This is a big step for not only Cooper County, but this is in the state of Missouri now that it's been tried and the farmers have won, and we can continue, if we wanted to build a proposed site, that we can continue to provide healthy and safe food for the consumers.
So we talked about the deal that now continue, developing different sites. Were there a lot of farming operations that had to put projects on hold the last 4 years?
There was one site here in our county, and that's kind of how it all got brought up, with a family feud, kind of got in the middle of it, and one family member started this with the health department, and the public health department's administrator is anti-CAFO. And so, in my opinion, they kind of went wild on trying to shut all agriculture down just to save one seat.
So really looking toward you, and I believe, correct me on the number, you said there's 152 farm plaintiffs in this?
No, it'd be 102.
102, I'm sorry.
102, and there would have been many more, but we felt like to be involved in this, they needed, you know, to put their money where their mouth is, and we wanted plaintiffs that would help contribute to the fund. This was not easy, and it was not cheap to get to the finish line.
Any other steps that you're still looking to fight against? Is there any other litigation to be had?
Well, I guess since we will have another step now, since this was all about holding them accountable for their decisions of not releasing sunshine requests that were requested and things that they've got. They were tried only and purposely. Now, I hope we can come back in another round of litigation if it doesn't go to appeal and get some of our attorney fees back.
How much of a hindrance has this been on, you know, to the farmers throughout the county there, just, you know, from maybe an economic standpoint of, hey, we haven't been able to do what we need to be able to do on these farms for the last several years, and, you know, I guess what kind of financial burden does that place on the farms?
Yeah, I mean, I know the one producer that wanted to do this, he wanted to do it for his son and his family to justify having kids come back to the farm and farm. And that's what got me involved. I've got three kids. I've got nieces and nephews and cousins that I hope they'll come back and help me farm it someday. And ground is hard to, to go out and justify buying. It's hard to go out there and get it. But yet, if we could put a building site and raise high quality, safe pork or turkey, poultry or beef or anything, and get our family kids back to the farm. I mean, to me, that's what it's about. That's all he was trying to do. And, you know, they just tried shutting them down. Farmers were very worried. It was not just a regulation on a site. They were regulating us on poultry, any kind of manure application and all that. And poultry litter around this area is a good source of fertilizer for us. And it's safe. We're not doing anything dangerous. And his farmers were worried where they could spread it and where they couldn't. And now we're just kind of our minds at rest that we can go back to farming the way we were doing it before.
So I guess on the health and safety aspect of it, do you think that the current state regulation, you know, is adequate and the protections it provides?
I mean, the opposition is going to say no, but absolutely, yes, DNR and EPA, that's what they're there for. Let them do their job. Let them regulate. They have more experience than just the health administrator. The health administrator needs to worry about the health topics that pop up like 2 years ago with COVID. That, to me, that's their position. They don't understand the safetiness that's implied in all these sites, and it's not as bad as they put it out there. We're not out here trying to do anything bad. We'd do it to ourselves if we did. So why would we want to hurt our own family?
All right, Nathan, is there anything else you'd like to talk about or anything else you'd like to add about the case?
No, I think I've answered it. I'm just so thankful that the jury went our way with it, and we can continue to do business as we're used to.
I guess a quick follow-up on that, were you present? Were you there when the decision came down last night?
Yes, I was there. There was probably 30 farmers in the room there. We had kind of had three team captains because it's such a big plaintiff pool. It's hard to get in. So we had three team captains, and I was one of the team captains, and there was two other individuals, Brian Cleethermas and Brandon Cleethermas. We were like the three team captains, so yes, we was there. When the jury went back, I'm not going to lie, it was pretty nerve-wracking sitting back there waiting. It took them probably about an hour and a half to go through all the evidence, and it was nerve-wracking sitting out there waiting for that door to open and then to come out, but I'm just glad they read through the evidence and did their research and found out that we were right.
What was the immediate reaction from the farmers there?
Just like a whole bunch of weight just off our shoulders. I mean, that's three team captains. We've worked really hard. It's something that we hope we never have to do again, but we don't regret doing it. We put a lot of time and effort into it, as well as the other plaintiffs were all very important in this too. But the immediate reaction is, I mean, us three team captains turned around and just give each other a hug. You know, we won, and that's what we wanted.